This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Into the next hour of conversation here, the DJB Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horan and Victoria Keelan on Friday. This is a very interesting reality, Victoria. The fact that there are people who have figured out how to scam Volkswagen. You know, the turn-in for the diesel cars is taking place this month.
Right.
And I've told you before that my son and my daughter both have these Volkswagen diesels. My daughter has opted to keep the car because she likes it. My son, who's a little more of a snickle fritz, says, no, these guys, they screwed us. I want my money. Well, the car was due to be turned in this week, in fact, and he was going to get $3,400 in cash back from Volkswagen, and he thought because of that he'd do business with Volkswagen and get another car from him because he thinks that the product they have is good, even though he doesn't care much for management.
Mm-hmm.
So his car was stolen 2 weeks ago. And they can't find it. The police said, you'll never find the car. It's disappeared. The insurance company is going to give him a certain amount of money. Well, they're going to give it to him because it was a leased car, so the money will go to Volkswagen. But listen to this scam that has surfaced this week. There are people who are buying these cars, mostly dealers, buying these Volkswagen diesels at auctions. You know, there are these formal car auctions all around the country where they sell every day hundreds of cars to dealers. And so this guy, this used car dealer, buys, he knows the loophole of the program. And as a dealer that has sold it, they're getting more money than the individuals. Some of them are being paid the entire value of the car, like 18,000 bucks. So,
wow.
This guy buys one of the cars at an auction, and he calls up Volkswagen and says, I got one of these cars, and I need, you know, I've got it. I need to get my money back. This guy registers the car under his own name. He contacts Volkswagen, submits the paperwork, shows the vehicle is his, and he gets sent a check for $10,000 and keeps the car. The money was intended for the actual owner, the first owner of the Volkswagen diesel, not a dealer who doesn't inform the prior owner of the windfall and keeps the profit on the sly.
I'm surprised that Volkswagen didn't pick up the car, though. Didn't they say, where is the vehicle? We need to take it back now?
Well, apparently, they're telling some dealers, from what my son tells me, we'll take the car or you can sell it on your own. I think the reason that I'm interested, not only because my children have these cars, but how clever people are sometimes at being crooks.
Mm-hmm.
How it is.
And if they use their powers for good instead of evil.
Yeah, right. Well, if they could use their powers for good instead of evil. That just is fascinating, this whole
thing. So now, where did your son come out in all this? Because
he doesn't have the car. He doesn't get the money.
He doesn't get any insurance money, he's literally starting at square one.
Yes.
Oh.
He's going back, and this time I think he's going to, we were talking about this the other day, they gave him money for a rental car for 30 days.
Mm-hmm.
That runs out right after the first of the year, so he thinks he's going to get one of those Chevy Volts or something like that. Although the Volkswagen electric car is a pretty good car, apparently, according to him. So,
but it's so risky. Why would you want to get back in bed with them right now?
I don't know if that's risky. Really get to the brass tacks of this. This whole thing, and I find myself using this expression a lot lately, trumped up a deal. These cars are so much better than the cars that came before them in every way. But to meet the EPA standards, they had to lie And now whether Trump's going to handle this, fix this, he says he's what? Didn't he say he's going to get rid of the EPA? Whatever the overregulation. In this case, the overregulation was foolish. It really was. The cars are much better. So you give people goals. It's like anything else. If I say to you, all right, Victoria, Jennifer, we've got this goal for the program that we need to make over the next month, the next 6 months, whatever it is, and here's how we'll do it. And we'll work together. If we can't meet the goal, okay, well, we'll push it back another month or two. Nah, the EPA didn't give any. There was no, this is the way we're going to do it, and if you don't want to do it, then you can't sell cars in America. That was really the approach they took. Because under this administration, there's been nothing but that kind of stuff. Heavy-handed regulations that really don't benefit. Is it going to be better to have cleaner air and eventually have engines that don't burn as much fossil fuel or whatever it is? Yeah, it's going to be to everybody's benefit. But the other side, you got to be able to do it in a way that everybody kind of buys into it. So you don't have to fight and go through stuff like this. A lot of behind-the-scenes maneuvering here. Hmm. And that sort of leads us up to a conversation we're going to have with John Schneider in a moment. Artificial intelligence and how machines are taking over with these automatic driving cars and all that other stuff. So we'll see how it will affect us in the next year, coming right up here with DJB.
This report is brought to you by SunPower. From marzipan to blueberry almond cobbler, almonds are a staple ingredient during the holidays, so it's good to know that farmers and growers are turning toward the sun to provide more than just nourishment for their crops. John Wynn is with Golden Empire Shelling in Button Willow, California.
I think every farmer is an environmentalist, and I think it's just part of our makeup. We look at what's good for our community and our world, and I think we try to do the best we can for all. And solar fell right into that line of thinking. We felt that the sun is available to us, so let's not waste that.
In some U.S. counties, about 2 out of 5 farms produce renewable energy.
The decision to put SunPower solar in was because of the tracker system and lower degradation of the panels themselves, and we're looking at 30-plus years of value that we've put into this plan.
For more, visit sunpower.com.
Hiring is the most challenging part of my job. It's really hard. The searching, the sorting through resumes. Most people don't have the right experience.
We started using ZipRecruiter about 3 months ago. Right from the start, you could tell it was going to make hiring a lot easier. One click and my job was posted to 200-plus job boards, all the top sites.
All of the candidates came to my dashboard, and it's easy to compare them. Thumbs up if I liked them, thumbs down if I didn't. No emails and attachments, printing up docs, phone calls, none of that.
And I couldn't believe the number of great applicants we got. I had the person we needed within 1 week. I don't know how we hired before ZipRecruiter.
Whether you're looking to fill one position or 20, find the best candidates with ZipRecruiter, where your job is just one click away from 200-plus job sites. ZipRecruiter, the fastest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter free. Just go to ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer. ZipRecruiter.com/radio offer.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here's Helen Creeble.
An historic church in Warrenton, Virginia, is a landmark recognized by a 65-foot steeple. But 130 years of weather have not been good to that steeple, which was rotting and falling apart. The congregation raised enough money to have the steeple replaced with an exact replica made of fiberglass so it would be maintenance-free. But the city blocked the replacement, demanding the church spend over $262,000 to rebuild the steeple with specific kinds of wood. They should have looked through the lens of liberty and realized that church was none of the government's business. A town government has important duties, such as maintaining roads. But their duties do not include micromanaging people's steeples.
Go to lensofliberty.org. You won't believe what you hear.
Happy to have John Schneider with us. He's the Vice President of Product Marketing at Jive Software. Before we get into what's going on in reality, what's Jive Software? What a fascinating name, John.
Jive Software is a company focused on communication and collaboration software that makes everyday work life easier.
Well, that sounds good. It sounds good. Now, can we translate this into reality? So we're at the end of 2016. We have artificial intelligence in our lives all over the place. We were just talking about cars, that sort of thing. Artificial intelligence, tell us your background a little bit and how you got into this this game, this artificial intelligence world.
Absolutely. Artificial intelligence is already shaping our everyday lives in 2016, as you know, as you've been talking about. While there's been certainly much hyperbole about AI as a mischievous plot to destroy humanity, we can thank films like Ex Machina or HBO's nail-biting series Westworld for that. It's really a bit more benign than that. And that's not to say it's not exciting, but AI technology of today is far more likely to recommend the aforementioned titles in your Netflix queue than to take over the world. In fact, between recommender engines and all the natural language processing out there, I think the only thing AI has been conspiring to really do is to make our lives easier, both in and outside of the workplace. Both, you know, we see boosts in quality and speed of making speech recognition work for us. At home, what it means is you can actually talk to a device like an Alexa and get an answer immediately. And then in the workplace, you have things like bots, and the bots are helping people to do routine tasks. Imagine things like managing a support ticket where an employee can ask for help and get the help without having to worry about things like which application is where that information resides. They get the answer, they move on to the work that they're actually trying to get done. And we really expect at Jive Software that these types of trends are going to really continue to drive forward and make our lives easier and easier both at home and in the workplace.
You know, I was talking to a teacher friend of mine the other day, and I never thought of this before, ladies and gentlemen, but I am thinking that there's somebody out there who's developing a robot that will be a teacher. And I wonder how much of a factor learning is going to be using machines instead of people as we look ahead.
Absolutely, and that's an interesting topic around this idea of what a graph technology can do. What we talk about at Jive is we have a work graph, and when you think about what a work graph is, it is essentially a collaboration hub that captures all the interaction that's occurring in the enterprise, interactions between people and other people, people and information and systems. All of that is metadata that can be used to help make predictions or recommendations to individuals. So you can now start to imagine a day where your assistant, your digital assistant, is actually telling you what you should prioritize in your workday. You know, looking at your calendar, it might suggest taking one meeting over another or calling somebody up because they see some patterns of use of what's happening in the company that means you should be working with them directly. And we see a lot of that starting to happen in the workplace today.
All right. There are a lot of people talking about called Internet of Things, and how that will, there's well, the dark internet and the Internet 2 and all of that stuff. So what happens in 2017 to the Internet of Things?
It gets bigger and bigger, and in fact, big data is expected to grow the whole digital universe to 44 zettabytes by 2020. And what that really translates is you could take all your favorite Saturday Night Live scripts and run them over and over looped for about 7 billion years to capture 44 zettabytes of information. So we're going to see the Internet of Things, all these connected devices talking and capturing data. That's information that can be used by machine learning to make smarter and smarter decision-making happen in the workplace.
Is there any limit to what can happen? I'm thinking about the song In the Year 2525, If Man Is Still Alive. I don't know if you know that song or not, but basically it foretells a world in which nobody has to do anything. You just exist, but you don't move your arms, your legs, you don't think, you're just a blob.
We don't see that at all, in fact. In fact, we see this the type of things that artificial intelligence do is helping avoid the relegation of human beings to the more menial tasks and helping them spend more time on the imaginative, creative, innovative, and engaging work that they really want to do. Those are the things that machine learning really can't do for you. So we actually see a very bright future with artificial intelligence.
All right, John, thank you for that prediction. John Schneider, who is the Vice President of Product Marketing at Jive Software. Victoria thought I was... You hear that chuckle in the background? Thank you, Victoria. 21 after the hour with DJ V.
Pick Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.
Well, let's see. Always interested in getting different twists and turns on pop music. And that's part of what happens in the show Austin City Limits. 42 seasons. Wow. Viewers getting a teaser to satiate their live music fix. There's an hour-long episode dedicated to Lauryn Hill. So tell me about Lauryn Hill. What is there that we need to know about? That we know about Austin City.
She was with the refugees for the Fugees. The Fugees were what they were called, yeah. And she was with them in the probably the 90s, right, ladies, I think?
Probably the 90s.
Yeah. And she has this amazing voice. She also did some solo stuff. And I don't know that she ever climbed to, like, the heights of superstardom in the pop or hip-hop arenas. But she's definitely a good, solid performer that did well for 10 years.
What happens with songs like this is they sort of get lost. We all recognize the song. It was Roberta Flack's big hit from the, I think, late 70s, if I'm served correctly by my memory. So when you hear a variation and the person on the air, that's the problem with music radio today. Very few stations identify the music and identify who it is that's responsible for the music. So if I'm listening to this, and I might be in and out of a music station. I know it's not Roberta Flack, but I don't know who it is. So the person doing this in this circumstance, Lauryn Hill, doesn't get credit, even though a lot of people know who she is. This is not a song that was originally identified with her, although hearing
that's
this
true
version
for older
now.
People, but for younger people,
yeah,
for
I was saying, that's what I was about to say.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, now I understand that she's identified with this version of the song.
When I first heard this song, I didn't know there was another version. I just thought this was their song.
Ah, see, that's
but it wasn't until my mom said, oh, that's an old song. And I was like, No, this is a new song, Mom. Uh-huh. She's like, no, that's an old song.
No. Listen to your mother, Victoria. All right, so what else do we have from Lauryn Hill?
This was a big hit for them.
Yeah.
So she's synonymous with the Fugees.
Well, she had her own album. The Miseducation of Lauryn Hill was a huge That's where this song is from, and that was her own solo stuff.
That's quite simple, but I don't get the gist of this. Alright, so I kind of get this. No, I get the presentation. So she's been around. When I see the name Fugees, I think of the first performers on VH1. I never the Bugles, Buggles.
The who?
Who did that?
They did.
I'm trying to go with you, but
star. When I was little, I always got the Fugees mixed up with the Bee Gees.
Isn't it the Bugles or the Boogles or whatever? What are they called?
Yeah. I don't know if it's the Bugles or the Buggles. They've got two G's, however you want to pronounce it.
Okay. Austin City Limits, if you've never seen it, it's a great, great show.
It's a concept. Yeah. It's a very interesting concept.
And it's really a musician's venue, so it's mic'd really well. It's taped. I mean, it sounds great on TV as well as when you're live in the sound stage. It's
well
it's
produced.
Really very well produced for musicians, which is the opposite of what we were saying earlier about the halftime show.
Right, exactly. When you hear somebody on the audience, what song is that?
Yeah.
All right, 28 minutes after the hour. Run fast for your mother, run fast for your father.
On the track, even 1/100th of a second decides who wins and who loses. That's why Bridgestone uses advanced racing technology to create their fastest street legal replacement tire yet. The new Bridgestone Potenza RE71R. Engineered with an innovative hydro evacuation surface and unique tread compounds, the new Potenza RE71R is designed to give you maximum grip and ultimate cornering on or off the track. Bridgestone is changing the game in tire performance.
Did you ever look at the stains in your coffee cup and then realize that's exactly what happens to your teeth? Power Swabs is the 5-minute solution to get your teeth white without visiting the dentist. This is Ben Gordon with Power Swabs, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, all it takes is 5 minutes with Power Swabs. In 5 minutes, you'll see an average of 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. It's clinically proven to whiten natural teeth as well as caps and veneers. The secret is a tooth detergent that was developed by Dr. Martin Ginniger that lifts stains off of your teeth. Best of all, there's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes and you're done. I guarantee your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free today.
Call 1-800-544-2352. That's 1-800-544-2352. Again, 1-800-544-2352. Call right now. 1-800-544-2352.
Where does the love for a car come from? If the car is a Subaru Legacy, the answer would be the symmetrical all-wheel drive. Power goes to all four wheels all the time for optimum grip. The Subaru Boxer engine's lower center of gravity makes the Subaru Legacy more responsive around corners and gets better fuel economy than front-wheel drive competitors. What you have then is a midsize sedan with grip, handling, and enviable fuel economy. It's no wonder it turns people into people who love cars. Love is what makes a Subaru a Subaru.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract,
talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
The EPA says the air in our homes is up to 5 times more contaminated than outside air. The solution is not just to filter your air, but detox it. UVforLife.com now offers a doctor-recommended UVforLife.com sterilization unit to kill over 99% of viruses, bacteria, molds, and dangerous chemicals. Go to UVforLife.com. Add promo code GCN at checkout to save $100. That's UV, the number 4, life.com. UVforLife.com. Don't just filter your air, detox it.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Shillin, perspectives on what's going on in the world. A couple of Utah men helping a friend, but somehow or other wound up on the wrong end of the law. Orem, Utah police officers found two men watching a house, sitting in a car, using binoculars. Two said that their friend had asked them to watch their this place because it had been robbed in the past. That was the truth. And the men were helping their friend, but they had their own problems they probably shouldn't have been worrying about. One had an outstanding warrant and the other, the car had drug paraphernalia in it. So the two were taken into custody. So what started out to be something that was good, a helpful thing for their friend, ended up costing them, the police wouldn't have paid any attention to them if they were not sitting in their car with binoculars looking at somebody's house. And so the police say, what are you guys doing here? Oh, what's that in the back seat? Oh, let me do a breathalyzer on you. Oh, let me check this, let me check that. So for their trouble, thank you, now you're in jail.
Okay.
Congratulations. Good news. For the third year in a row, Gunnar Robinson lives in Wilmington, North Carolina, has asked for shoe donations instead of presents for his birthday, which is next week. Each pair of shoes goes to a child in his community who needs shoes to go to school. So far, this 10-year-old has given 600 pair of shoes. The organization is called Gunner's Runners. For this kid. I've always got shoes, new shoes for school, nice ones. I want other children to have them as well. Thanks to a large donation from the high school class of 1991 reunion in his town, he was able to buy 30 pair of new shoes last week. Donation boxes have been set up around Wilmington, and once all the shoes have been collected, after his birthday, the family will give them to a social worker who will distribute them to children in need before the school year starts. That's a very cool thing. Where did they come up with ideas like this?
Well, you know, I love this story because this really is a perfect example of, you know, we talk a lot about, well, the parents have to really set a good example. And
yes,
the parents did. I love that. And it really stuck with the kid.
It's all about your parents and what you grow up around. That's who you are going to be. Matter of fact, the mom's name is Christy. Said she thinks her son's drive to help children stems from a girl that they sponsored at Christmas time in 2013. They bought presents for this girl. But what resonated with young Gunner was that if his family hadn't bought her shoes, she wouldn't have had any shoes to wear. His mother said that just stuck with him. The next year, when the mother asked Gunner what he wanted for his birthday, he said, shoes for other children. So she shared the son's birthday wish on Facebook, and then a lot of people started donating shoes. Gunner had a goal to collect 300 shoes, and actually got 415 pair of shoes. And so his Gunner's Runners was born, annual shoe collection. This isn't the first time this fellow has organized a charitable act. A couple of years ago, he collected 400 pounds of food for those in need on Thanksgiving. Imagine this little 10...
I love it,
the consciousness of a 10-year-old like that. Probably a really old soul. And as such, understands this and separates himself from the rest of the pack. So I'm sure he's playing and being a normal kid, but also has something else going on with him, which is something worth talking about, and that's why we are doing that. Here's some more good news. The Girl Scouts are going to bring more and different types of cookies along with the Thin Mints. Girl Scouts introduced a couple of new cookies for their lineup yesterday. Yesterday was National S'mores Day.
Yum.
So this is, some of the cookies are a twist on s'mores. One is a graham cookie dipped in cream icing and chocolate.
Oh, that sounds so heavenly.
Other is more like s'mores, marshmallow chocolate filling between two graham cookies.
Do we know any Girl Scouts? Because I don't know anyone with kids.
I bet Jennifer will know some.
Yeah, because we need to get a hold of these.
I think Rich's daughter might be
yes.
a Girl Scout.
Oh, right.
Because
right,
at the beginning
right
of
that.
The year, whenever they go on sale, he always sends an email to everyone saying, hey, you guys better buy 10 boxes.
Yep. Next year is the 100th anniversary for the Girl Scouts selling cookies. So they're commemorating the anniversary with some new treats. So those of you who look forward to Girl Scout cookies, they're not that good. They're not bad. They're okay.
Samoas are amazing.
I find
you don't
the
like
idea.
Well,
they cost
like
better when they
right?
weren't $5 a box.
Yeah.
Personally.
Getting a little expensive. 20 minutes before the hour here on Good Day.
Michelle, what did Jamie's teachers have to say at PTA tonight?
Great, except for math. Jamie's math teacher says that she spaces out during class and that she failed her last algebra exam. That's a big problem.
We went through the same thing with Kevin. But thanks to Math Made Easy, he's made a complete turnaround.
I've heard about Math Made Easy. How does it work?
They've got these terrific video reviews in all levels of math, with dynamic teachers who engage students with easy-to-follow explanations. With Math Made Easy, students control the pace of their learning. Math Made Easy even comes with a 30-day risk-free trial.
Wow! I had nothing to lose.
Right. Math Made Easy is a proven tool that will boost Jamie's grades and her confidence. It's an affordable alternative to pricey tutoring. Here, let me text the number to you. It's 1-866-598-MATH. Or you can visit mathmadeeasy.com.
Math Made Easy.
1-866-598-MATH. 1-866-598-6284.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit HatcherFoundation.org for more information.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
This report is brought to you by Web.com. In the digital world we live in today, with information and resources constantly at our fingertips, it can be surprising when that local business around the corner has zero online presence. But did you know that only 41% of small businesses actually have a website? Small business expert and media personality Carol Roth is partnering with Web.com to bring awareness and advice to business owners across the country who are thinking about making a website of their own but don't necessarily know where to start. Here are a few tips from Carol herself.
For small businesses, a good web presence can really make or break your success. But what most business owners don't realize is that it's not just about a pretty website. It takes a solid foundation of quality content, reliable technology, and strategic planning of how to get your sites out there that really helps your small business thrive in the online world.
For more advice on how to make your small business thrive online, visit www.web.com.
Hi, I'm Rick Osick, president of Famous Footwear. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies? That's why we are fighting to end premature birth and birth defects along with the March of Dimes. You can do something today to give them tomorrow. Your support means programs, education, life-saving research, and a voice for families in a newborn intensive care unit. Together we can save babies' lives. Give them tomorrow at marchofdimes.org/tomorrow.
All right, so we're talking about youngsters who really are something special. And here's the story of Jeremy Shuler, S-H-U-L-E-R. By the way, it's 17 before the hour. I'm Doug Steffen with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen. The story of Jeremy Shuler is pretty simple and straightforward, much akin to the accomplishments of the 10-year-old we were just talking about who went around getting shoes for everybody. This is a personal story about Jeremy Shuler, who was notified he was accepted into Cornell's engineering program. So what's so unusual about that? Jeremy Shuler just turned 12.
I did not anticipate that.
12-year-old going to Cornell University to major in engineering. There are always stories about young child. Are they prodigies? Are they geniuses? Are they, they are, whatever they are, whoever they are. This turns out well for some and not so well for others. Sometimes these youngsters, when they go to school like this at this age, are taunted and teased by the olders who are jealous of their knowledge, their ability to be able to, at 12, figure this stuff out. There are a lot of geniuses among us. Anyway, speaking of research, you two can chime in any time, by the way. The government... not necessarily a monologue here. The government is now I feel like Steve Harvey. The government on the board announcing today that it will allow more research into marijuana, but has rejected requests to relax the classification of marijuana as a dangerous, highly addictive drug with no medical use. So here's sort of one arm of the government is doing one thing, another arm of the government doing something else, and what a waste of money and time. The Drug Enforcement Administration has one goal, and that is to keep people from using marijuana because of the drug. And then there are other Health and Human Services says, well, you can use marijuana if you're sick. It's medicinal. It's okay. So, and then the two sue each other. Two departments of the government. It's like the Justice Department is suing the State Department to get more of Hillary Clinton's emails. Huh? Why am I paying for that?
Right, exactly.
Please. Why am I paying? And that's the same thing with this foolishness with the Food and Drug Administration versus the Drug Enforcement Administration and Health and Human Services. So there's three different governmental agencies that are working on marijuana in some way, shape, or form. And then there are 25 states that also are studying marijuana to see what the extent is. How far can you go using it for medicinal purposes?
Are they looking at, like, long-term effects, or what are they trying to study?
That's part of it.
It's been around since the 60s. Why don't you study people now
who smoked
back then?
It's been around for hundreds of years.
Well, I mean, right, but I mean, pop culture-wise, you know, the 60s was sort of the explosion of it, right?
Yeah, I guess, I don't know, when I was a kid in Woodstock and all that other stuff.
Yeah.
But now this stuff's a lot stronger, I'm told, by people.
That's what I've heard, yeah, that the THC amounts or the levels in it now are a lot more potent. I don't know why that is.
But. Imagine Vladimir Putin taking a puff on a, or a toke. Was that what they call it? A toke on a...
You know what? I would encourage Putin to start toking because it might mellow him out a little bit.
Yesterday at this time, I read an email from my best friend and closest ally here in the radio world is a guy that I have. You've heard me talk about him, and the girls know him, and the kids that work with us. I have great regard for Bob because he's sort of like the senior spokesperson or the senior mentor for all of us. And he and I have been friends since we worked together at WBZ in 1968. Well, I was at a party. His wife is a wonderfully sweet lady, and her mother is a wonderfully sweet lady, and she had her 90th birthday party. And at the party, I met a couple of young kids the daughter I think I'd met before, but I'm not sure. The son I had never met before, 21 years old, maybe a senior in college this year, wonderful kid. Really, I mean, you do get, there's an aura, there's a thing that you get. He's a smart, smiley, kind of like that swimmer, Kara, that we were talking about who was so good-looking at the Olympics. And so he's got everything going for him. He's driving home midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, and he's got a Jeep Wrangler. And he loses control of the Jeep, and it rolls over and over and over, and he's dead. Jeez. So from when I first saw him, and I was very impressed, he came over, shook my hand, we talked a little about what he was doing in school, you know, that kind of stuff. And here's this kid that's full of promise, full of life, full of vim, vigor, and diabetes. He's dead. And so I think to myself, I thought about this when I woke up this morning, I thought about when I went to bed last night, how it is that the momentary thing that we, the momentary pleasures and momentary sadness that we have, or whatever emotions we go through every day, they are just that, momentary. We are a flash in the pan in the history of this planet. We are nothing. And yet we are something because we're important to other people. I hope there's nobody listening to this program right now, whether you be in this country or around the world, wherever you are. I hope you're all going to be here tomorrow and the day after and the day after and the day after. But in case you aren't, I hope today is the best.
Hello. Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Honey? What is that in your CPAP mask?
Oh, that's just my mold collection.
Ew, gross! And what is that?
What, that bacteria colony right there?
Yeah, cool, huh?
Okay, CPAP users, admit it. You're not always as careful about cleaning your system as you should be. Unfortunately, a dirty mask and hose can make you sick. Respiratory infections, allergy attacks, and more. But now there's an easy way to protect yourself. SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of CPAP germs in minutes. For a limited time, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-944-1065. SoClean is hands-free. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP comes out clean and fresh in minutes. Don't let germs wreak havoc on your health. Call in the next 10 minutes for your risk-free trial. 1-800-944-1065. That's 1-800-944-1065.
You are a traveler, you've come to the right spot. Some overviews of air travel and other, well, I think the folks ought to be on air travel with Pauline Frommer this week. Pauline is at Frommer's.com, which is the home of the Frommer's Travel Guides, where lots of people, not only in our country, but around the world, go for trusted information on travel, where to get the deals, et cetera, et cetera. So let's go down that road in just a moment here.
Imagine an acne treatment breakthrough that even Proactive says is better than Proactive. Announcing today's Proactive Plus, the revolutionary way to clear your skin from the number one name in acne care. Proactive Plus is our best, most effective solution ever. And when you call 1-800-677-6111 today, you can have it tomorrow. Proactive Plus is the modern acne miracle that treats your skin beautifully. The plus means more. More precise. Nice targeted medicine for faster, gentler acne prevention. Plus, more skin-loving solutions so your complexion can look bright and beautiful.
I am just so happy with Proactive Plus. I don't think my skin has ever looked this good.
Call 1-800-677-6111. Be one of the first to try Proactive Plus. Guaranteed 100% risk-free. Call right now and even the shipping is free. Call 1-800-677-6111. 1-800-677-6111.
Welcome to
American Biker Minute. Ah, Christmas Eve. A time for the biker's family to gather. Dangerous time. People have actually died while testing to see if a 9-volt battery works. With their tongue? Christmas Eve hazards. Today on American Biker Minute.
Just because you don't have time to read a book doesn't mean you can't enjoy stories about artists and groups that you love. To discover a whole new world of audiobooks and hear the stories that made the music, visit HappylandAudio.com. That's HappylandAudio.com.
Jeff Ryan for American Biker Minute. People naturally like to party during Christmas. 8 people cracked their skull while throwing up in a toilet. 31 have died by watering their Christmas tree while the lights were plugged in. Dozens injured from using knives instead of screwdrivers. Plastic toy bits pull from the soles of feet. And hundreds are injured each year by removing beer bottle caps with their teeth. Be smart. Don't do that. Become a can. Merry Christmas.
American Biker Minute.
Your passport to the open road in 2 minutes.
All right, 56 past the hour now. Pauline Frommer from Frommer's.com, the home of the Frommer's Travel Guide, here with a focus on air travel as it gets more basic. I complain a lot. I'm not a fan, even though I'm a member of the elite, quote-unquote, at American Airlines. It doesn't seem to mean anything much anymore, Pauline. And now you see United and is actually getting into this basic economy fare. Delta apparently is looking at it. Americans looking at it. They're all wanting to make more money, which is their right, their business. They ought to be making as much money as possible. And it's our right to go somewhere else, except where else? It's like they're all operating as a cabal. Wow, they're all the same. So
well, there just aren't that many of them.
Yeah,
you
no
mentioned three of the four.
Yeah.
that control, what, 80%+ of the routes in this country. Actually, Delta has a basic economy fare. So does United. United is the ugliest right now. With United's fare, you not only get no points towards loyalty if you get their basic fare, so it's basically just that one flight, those what you spent won't mean anything for future flights, but you can't even take a rollerboard. You can't put anything in the overhead bin. Delta's fare isn't quite as ugly. American has said they will have a basic economy fare sometime in 2017, but they haven't yet announced what the details are.
So what it boils down to, if I read it or interpret it the correct way, somebody like me that is a seasoned traveler, somebody who's got status and used to be able to get fairly good upgrades with miles, et cetera, if we're lucky, we'll be able to get on the plane first, find our seat, and be able to put stuff up overhead without being harassed. But the upgrade situation, I mean, that sounds like what that's going to be the value. If there is any other value, it'll be accidental.
Well, we know with American, it used to be that you could sign up in advance to be bumped up to first class or business class.
Yeah.
Nowadays, they're going to allow you to do that, but they're going to take into account not just your status, but how much money you spent to get that status. So if there's some, you know, business guy who travels every week, he's going to be on the line ahead of you, even if he signs up just when he gets to the airport and you signed up when you bought the ticket to get that upgrade. So
I see that there's a lot of talk of Virgin and Alaska. Alaska's trying to tell everybody the Virgin product's going to stay the same. Yeah, for about 3 weeks. I don't see that staying the same. Do you?
I don't know. It doesn't make sense for it to stay the same because I have to pay a fee if it does. But we'll see.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Always check out, if you're traveling, what they have for you in...
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.